61. Jolly's watching the mail, and she goes to the neighbors for their newspaper that smells like cigarettes from their place. She wants to see when the billionaire pays her rent. I'd be embarrassed, but Jolly, she's not. She's at a brink all the time anyway. I guess she figures getting her situation in the news ain't the worst. I don't think he'll answer her. Now that Jolly knows about the blind lady and the lemon, and walking rules ain't familiar to Jilly, but she walks anyway, and Jeremy looks everywhere out of those pools his glasses make, and Jolly keeps on doing her homework most of the time, and they're back and forth to school and daycare, things don't feel so falling apart around here. I look around, across the trail of things Jilly's pulled out of drawers, and still the same stuck jam on the rug from so long ago. Even the ants don't like it anymore. And I think how things could be getting worse. But they're not. It's like a plug got stuck in the sinking ship or something.